Morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I feel great.
And why do you feel so great today?
I feel great because you stay home with me today.
So, this is our first podcast, Tommy and Grace.
Yes.
Very long overdue. Would you agree?
I would agree.
All right, you're into your phone right now, so you're not paying attention.
I am paying attention to you. Yes, I am.
No, you're not. So, real simple, we're going to call this one The Secret.
The Secret.
And you supposed to ask, why do we call it The Secret?
I was going to ask you that. You didn't give me a chance to.
Right. But we call it The Secret because every time we run into another female, they look at us and say, what's the secret?
Yes, they do ask that.
So I will let you answer that question, and then I'll give my opinion on what the secret is. Without being generic and saying communication.
I would say that most people, they just give up too easy. Something happened and they don't fight for it. They don't put the time in. You have to put the time in to a relationship. It's just not, oh, you know what? He did this or she did that. It's over. It's done with.
So we're speaking right now to people who are our friends who know us, right?
Right.
But for the people that don't know us, who are you, where are you from, and how long have you been married?
My name is Grace Brown. Grew up in Harlem, Schaumburg, Complex.
Project. It's the projects.
Grew up there, met you. In junior high school, Tommy, in junior high school, and we've been inseparable ever since. Have four beautiful children, two in college. We have a set of twins, 8 years old. Been married 19 years.
Together
26 years.
Right. So people ask the question, what's the secret? And I would agree, you have to fight for it. But I really don't think there is a secret. You know, people would ask, there is no secret. You know, I think also culturally, like when you talk about fight, you know, just like Black people, African Americans, we just say fuck it too much.
Yeah.
Cheated on me. Fuck it. She cheated on me. Fuck it. Or this person's messy, or they don't have the same goals. And a lot of times, people put the horse before the carriage. Like, they be wanting to walk into the mansion before they start out in the studio apartment. So it's like you come out the gate and you want this. You want this thing, and in your mind, some women or some men, they think they know what they want, but they don't want to take the steps to get there. Like, they just want to take that one huge leap, and ta-da, I'm just going to be there. Now, you and I, we have and had our differences, but one thing that we both can agree on is that, like you said, we fight for it. And fight is not in the physical sense. Sometimes, does it get verbal? Yes. Is it ignorant and belligerent, cussing each other out? No.
No.
are there times when we have to, like, take a step back? Yes. Is it times when we had to spend time apart? Yes. But it's just like that Wale song, you know, what's the song with him and Usher, you know, where the comedian is describing, Jerry Seinfeld is describing the roller coaster ride about marriage, you know. And it's literally just like that. It's a roller coaster. It goes up and it goes down. But, you know, it's like the saying goes, when you want to weather the storm, you just have to keep steering the ship. You have to keep steering it. And the two of you have to be on the same page.
The same page, definitely.
But if each of you have different goals or whatever, then it's not going to work.
It's not.
Danger Vision is what we do. This is what we do, you know. Sharing our stories and our experiences and helping other people, that's what we do. That's naturally.
Naturally, that's what we do.
Which is why we started this podcast. Now, what we're going to talk about next, I don't know, but hopefully we've answered the question that there is no secret. In a nutshell, Grace says you have to fight for it. I agree. I also think that you have to know what you want. And if you don't know what you want, that's fine too. But don't put the pressure on somebody else to be something that you don't even know exists, you know?
Right.
Oh, I want to, you hear some women say, I want a man like your man. Like,
you don't even know what my man
say,
is like.
How could you say that? You know, just because I look a particular way and I may carry myself a particular way, I could be a total asshole.
Mm-hmm.
I could put on a front in front of other people, and then behind closed doors, I could be kicking your ass and, you know, acting crazy.
And just see what's on the surface. That's
yeah,
all.
They just get so amazed by the smile.
Just stop it right now.
Yeah.
Really?
But on the flip side, like, guys say the same thing about you. Like, oh, you could do music or you could do TV because, you know, you have Grace and she's your ride or die. And you have, well, let me tell you something. Yes, I do have Grace, and she's one half owner of Danger Vision. However, you know, she'll tell you, I dream about this stuff. I mean, when it comes to music and everything else, I wake up and she'd be like, what are you dreaming about? I'd be like, yo, I had a conversation with Jay or Ghostface. I mean, that can sound like weird.
That's
but,
so true.
But I, you know, I have a bunch of interviews, but it's like I manifest these things as a child. Like, I just love hip-hop so much.
Mm-hmm.
And being creative. Like, I think you just feed off that energy. And it's sort of like it gets you pumped up to be like, well, let me see what this dude talking about. And that's all that it is. I mean,
right.
Whether or not Grace was sitting beside me, there would still be some part of me doing this. You know, and it's just what I love to do. So I don't think people should make excuses and say, oh, yeah, you know, you got... You know, just like what Grace does, you know, with Savings by Grace. That's all on, that's you. Like,
right.
I get hyped because I see how hyped you get. Watch me go into
for
the store.
Deal.
Let me go in the store and get $100 worth of stuff for like $2. I'd be nervous because I think we're going to go to jail or get caught for something. But that's another episode. But
that's another episode.
And as we traditionally say, until next week, blah out.